We have an update now on a story we brought you back in April about a project at McCatna School in La Tabatière. Chris Wong had moved to the Lower North Shore from Toronto to teach, and he was struck by how expensive fresh vegetables were on the coast. So he figured he'd put his science class to work, figuring out a way to grow more greens locally. The greenhouse, as many of you will recall, was in a big equipment closet at the back of Chris's classroom. They managed to build a hydroponic garden there. They started growing herbs. The students were learning about science, but they also started harvesting a crop. And they started selling the fresh basil and the chives and the dill and other greens in a couple of local groceries. And the community has been, well, eating it up. 6 months later, Grow has come out of the closet. They've moved into a bigger space, and Grow is being invited to come explain their business model at a forum in Sept-Îles. Now, we have a couple of those entrepreneuring students on the line with us this morning. Josh Boland is in Secondary 4. He was one of the founding members of Grow. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have Chloe Anderson on the line. She's also Sec 4, and she joined up this April. Is that right, Chloe?
Yes.
Good to have you on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, I was listening back to that interview we did back in April last evening when you explained the whole hydroponic setup to us. What's changed since then over the summer and fall? Have you kept growing?
Yeah, we've kept growing, and now we've moved the structure into a bigger room, as you said, and now we have much more room to work around the structure, which makes it a lot easier. And now we're just going to try to get as most product from the structure as possible.
It's a vertical structure, right?
Yes, for like the layers on top of each other.
And why did you have to move out of the supply closet? Was it because you wanted to produce more, or was there actually something that was a concern?
Well, the concern basically was like it was in such a small room, and the temperature was really high, and we had no windows, so it was going into the vents over the school.
Okay.
And that was sort of a poor air quality problem. So they moved us into the bigger room, which was great because we also had windows there and the air conditioners can go right outside. So that wasn't a problem anymore.
It's pretty striking that you guys have kept going. And when we talked in April, you knew that Chris Wong, your teacher who'd started the whole thing up with you, was going to be leaving, and you were going to be losing a couple of your graduating students too. So there was a little bit of worry back in April about whether you'd be able to sustain it. But you've managed to do that. Has it been difficult?
It's been really difficult. I mean, sometimes it's been really hard. We had to overcome some problems, but Chris is always there by email to help if we ever need him. And there are more students stepping up, so, and hopefully we can get some more. But we are being able to keep it going, and that's the best, like, main thing for me.
It sounds like it's a bit of a calling for you. I mean, it really is something that you've taken to heart, isn't it?
This project in particular, yeah, it's something that I've put so much time into, I don't want to let it go now.
I understand that. There's a lot of work that's gone into it. Chloe, this is pretty full-time work, too. It's not something that you can just go home at the end of the day and forget about. I mean, if you want to grow plants properly, you really have to be kind of constantly keeping an eye on them. What made you want to get involved?
Well, I just thought it was a great initiative, and I thought it would be something really interesting to start. And, like, once you start something, you can't really just leave it behind. You have to kind of be full-on, like you said, interested and committed.
And what kind of time does it require of you? How much time do you actually spend on Grow?
Well, we come in most every weekend to check up on it, make sure the pH is under control. I'm like probably 5 to 6 hours a week.
On top of your schoolwork?
On top of schoolwork. So it's kind of a lot, but that's what you got to do to keep it going.
You guys are Sec 4, so you're not just wandering around. You've got heavy homework and the whole business, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you have to really settle in and learn a lot at the very beginning? Because I guess the students that were there at the start had an advantage in the sense that Chris was there and they worked things out together. You came on stream later on. Was it the other students who taught you kind of how things worked?
Oh, yeah. Chris and all of the students, like Josh and the other graduates, really helped me out and guided me to show me how to do all of this. And it was really hard at first to get the ppm, get the ph, do fertilization, things like that. They were the ones who mainly taught me how to do it because they knew.
What do you like most about it?
What I like most about it, I just love, like, planting stuff. I love watching lettuce grow from these little seeds to growing up into new leaves and then packaging it off into the stores. It's quite amazing to see how we started off as so small and then come up as big.
You guys are a big deal on the coast. You can see it on your website. People are always talking about how great it is, not just that you're producing, you know, fresh greens for the local population, but that you've done it on your own, that there's this great project that was kind of born out of nothing and that you've managed to keep it going. Josh, are you constantly getting that kind of comment from the community? Are they cheering you on?
Yeah, a lot of the community members, like, not only do they like having the fresh products, but in a way, it's sort of amazing to see, like, we came from an idea, and, like, the governing board, they believed in us, and they let us try it out, they gave us the funding, and from that, we've turned into this, and now we're, like, going to these things, and, like, projects in Seven Islands, like we're going to.
Yeah, and I want to get
recognized, and that's really good.
I want to ask you about that, but before I do that, you mentioned Chris. You mentioned the fact that he's still there, even though he's not physically on the coast. He's there at the other end of the email. We actually called him up to find out how he's reacted to the project. You guys keeping it going, and I just want to let you and the listeners hear a little bit of what he had to say.
I think it's great, and I think they are seeing how empowered they can be and how much change that they can do on their own, pretty much, and how rewarding all their work can be.
Have you ever had an experience like this as a teacher before, Chris?
No. not at all. I've only been teaching for a few years, so it's just great to see this happen, I guess. Any teacher's dream to have a project be as successful as this. I just want to tell them, great job, and keep it up. And I can't be more proud of what they've been doing.
Chris Wong talking to our Julia Caron. When you hear him saying he couldn't be more proud, Josh, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good because he is the reason this started. Like, he put so much effort into showing us how it works. Like, yeah, he made us do the research ourselves, too, to see how, like, learn about it ourselves, but of course, we couldn't do it without him to start up. So to hear him say he's proud, it's really honoring.
Chloe, when I asked about how much work goes into this, I know that the move itself was even a big undertaking, and you have to count on people from the community giving you guys a hand at some level, and you can count on that support, right? You've got volunteers who help out?
Oh, absolutely. The move would definitely not have been possible without volunteers from the community to help out and help us get the structure out of that small closet and into the classroom. Like, it would not have been possible.
And do you have people who are helping you out on a regular basis?
Yes, we do. We have Josh's mom, and, well, there's a volunteer list that if we anytime need help, we can give them a call, and if they're interested in helping us, they'll come and help us in any way that we need it.
Josh, you mentioned you're heading to Setsil next week. Can you tell me just a little bit about the forum?
Well, we've just got our itinerary the other day, and it's showing us all the different speeches and that we can go to and learn about different methods of growing and how they get their produce and different ways to develop and your products and that. And that's going to be really interesting, I think, a good way for us to learn more about the business side of things. And also, we're going to have our own little kiosk there, meaning we can show off pictures of what we do. We can have papers typed up and flyers, and I think that's going to be a great way to promote the business.
Gosh, you might be getting orders from all over the place before long. Are you up to the task of exporting?
I don't know, but
could be the next step. Could be the next step.
Absolutely.
You guys, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's great to know that you've managed to keep it going and that you're growing and that you're sharing the knowledge, too, with people at this BioForum next week. Good luck with the future of the operation. I hope it just keeps blooming.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you. Josh Bolin and Chloe Anderson, both Sec 4 students at McCatna School in La Tabatière on the Lower North Shore, and their student-run business, Grow, produces hydroponic lettuce and herbs in a greenhouse at the school. They sell the produce locally in a couple of the grocery stores in the village. They even exported to Chevry this summer, I noticed. And you can see some pictures of their operations on our Facebook page.